You're listening to His Time. It is Friday morning. That means it is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth. A blessed epiphany to you.
Good morning, Andy, and God bless you this epiphany season as well.
Well, thank you. I pray all is going well this epiphany season for you. Did you get to have an epiphany service this week or celebrate epiphany in some ways?
We did, as a matter of fact. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri had a worship service on Wednesday evening. Attendance was small, but God blesses where two or three are gathered in His name. And so through word and sacrament, we received God's blessing and were reminded how, by the light of His word, He guides us to know that Jesus is our Savior and King.
Now, did you have to take a boat to get there for New Year's Eve services?
Thanks, but no, Good Shepherd is up on a hill, and the people that were affected more by the floods or live closer down by the river in Arnold. After the flood of 1993, FEMA bought out a lot of the homes in the lower areas, and the flood prone areas, but there were still some that were too close to the river, and since the river levels came up so high this time, it did catch some more people. Thankfully, none of our own members, or to my knowledge, members of our sister congregations, I've called around to the other pastors, and it sounds like that we were spared the worst of it, but there are people in our community who were definitely affected. But again, we're grateful that the American Red Cross, FEMA, and others have been there, and the community has responded overwhelmingly, providing, you know, they've made lots of donations to try to help these families that were affected by the flood.
Well, thanks be to God for all of those being spared in that in that significant flooding there in Arnold. I know around the rest of the Midwest here, lots of flooding. Well, we have an announcement, Missouri Association for Creation upcoming event next week, right?
That's right. Monday, January 11th at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road in the St. Louis area. And they have a monthly meeting, and at 7 o'clock, they'll have a creation video. Speaking of floods, this is talking about evidences, the record and the flood, meaning the flood of Noah's day, is a 45-minute video available from the Geoscience Research Institute. So at 7 o'clock Monday evening, they're going to show that. The video reviews scientific evidence consistent with stories of the Earth's catastrophic past. Almost 2 years in the making, evidences take you to the Grand Canyon, the Alps, New Zealand, even to the bottom of the ocean to see geological features consistent with a global flood. Beautiful photography and so forth, lots to see there, appropriate for church and school use. And, of course, I think you could probably order that through answersingenesis.org. They've got a lot of stuff available in their location. This actually is from a different organization called Geoscience Research Institute. So that's what they're going to show at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, they'll have a live speaker. Bill Barnes, who lives in the St. Louis area here and is very knowledgeable about these things, will be continuing the discussion. Geological and anthropological evidences for Noah's flood. So should be very interesting, and you know, the Bible talks about in the last days there will be scoffers who reject what the Bible teaches about creation and the flood, and, you know, say, where is this coming of Christ that you talk about? It's been a long time. Well, again, Peter tells us that God has given us plenty of time to repent because He wants all to be saved and none to be damned, but the day of judgment will come, and so the speaker here helps us to see the things in science that tie in with what the Bible says about our past, creation, the flood, and so forth. And, of course, it's always brought back to Jesus Christ, which is what it's all about, right? To know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born of the Virgin Mary, died and rose again, that we might have eternal life. So if you live in the St. Louis area and are able to go Monday, January 11th, 7 p.m., creation video evidences for the great flood of Noah's day, and at 8 o'clock, a live speaker continuing the discussion, geological and anthropological evidences for Noah's flood. That's, again, at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 DePere Road, 63131.
Look at that. We had an introduction about floods. That was a great segue into the topic for Monday, wasn't it?
It wasn't planned, but it worked out. The Lord planned it, not me.
Indeed. Well, what are we talking about today? What topic do you have for us?
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about a man by the name of William Beaumont, and I'll use as a segue into this section of our discussion today. You know, it's early January here, but sometimes people have to plan way ahead for their summer vacations. I don't know about you, but I know some people in corporations and stuff have to say now when they want to take their summer vacations. And so maybe people are thinking, where should we go this year? I know I've been up in Michigan. Parts of my family went last year to Michigan, and we're up at Mackinac Island. Have you ever been to Mackinac Island?
I have not. I've heard great things about it, though.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a little island. If you, you know, Michigan has the lower peninsula and the upper peninsula, and they're separated there by the Straits of Mackinac. There's a big bridge now that connects the two, and off kind of to the east there's an island that's very quaint. There's been European settlers there for a long, long time. Obviously, Native Americans had been there before us. And going back to the early days of America's history, a fort was built there, and there were a lot of fur traders and stuff like this. And the island today, you know, they don't have motorized vehicles on it. So that's one of the attractions. You know, you take a ferry to go over there and spend a day or longer. And there's bicycles and horse-drawn carriages and stuff, but no motorized vehicles. There's a beautiful big hotel, the Grand Hotel there. And then there's also a fort that dates back to you know, the late 1700s, early 1800s. And when you go there and see all the stuff up at the fort, you'll find something interesting, because there was a man there who was an army surgeon. Let's see. So from 1812 to 1815, William Beaumont, served as a surgeon's mate in the Army, and then after the war ended, he started a private practice in New York. But by 1819, Beaumont had rejoined the Army as a surgeon. He was assigned a location at Fort Mackinac, and Mackinac looks like Mackinac in terms of how it's spelled, but it's pronounced Mackinac, and then he got married, and then turn the page here. So on June 6th, 1822, an employee of the American Fur Company on Mackinac Island named Alexis St. Martin was accidentally shot in the stomach by a discharge of a shotgun loaded with buckshot from close range, and it injured his ribs and his stomach. Dr. Beaumont treated the man's wounds, but expected St. Martin would die from his injuries. Despite this dire prediction, St. Martin actually survived, but with a hole, that is a fistula, in his stomach that never fully healed. Unable to continue work for the American Fur Company, he was hired as a handyman by Dr. Beaumont. By August of 1825, Beaumont had been relocated to Fort Niagara in New York, and Alexis St. Martin came with him. And Beaumont recognized that he had in St. Martin an unusual opportunity to observe the digestive process. So Dr. Beaumont began to perform experiments on digestion using the stomach of St. Martin. Most of the experiments were conducted by tying a piece of food to a string and inserting it through a hole into St. Martin's stomach. Every few hours, Beaumont would remove the food and observe how well it had been digested. He was also able to extract samples of the gastric acid from St. Martin's stomach for analysis, and he also then used some of that to digest things outside of St. Martin's body in cups and stuff to see how the gastric juices would affect pieces of food and so forth. So this led to important discoveries about the digestive system, stomach acid, and helping people to understand it was not only the physical activity of the digestive tract with squeezing and so forth that digested food, but that it was important that it was a chemical process that involved the various acids and juices and stuff from the organs of the body that were important in breaking down food so the nutrients could be used by the body. So this was, it was some really a first in terms of observation, scientific observation of how the digestive process works in human beings. And the story goes on that, you know, Dr. Beaumont was moved various times, and sometimes this guy ran away, but this Dr. Beaumont got him back again. So he continued his experiments for quite a while. Then in 1833, he wrote about them, the experiments and observations on the gastric juice and the physiology of digestion. And eventually, St. Martin and Beaumont parted ways. Beaumont died in 1853. And he's buried here in St. Louis at Bellefontaine Cemetery. Mm. So that's a lot of people in the St. Louis area know that that's a neat cemetery, and a lot of famous people are buried there. And Dr. Beaumont's papers are held at Washington University in St. Louis in the School of Medicine, their library, and copies are also held at the National Library of Medicine. So kind of an interesting story, and you can learn about some of that. If you go to Mackinac Island and you go there, there's actually some placards and stuff that explain about the time when this accident happened, and Dr. Beaumont and this Alexis St. Martin were there. Now, what does all that have to do with creation? I know we don't have a lot of time left to talk about this. Well, the more you study the human body and the human anatomy, you understand that life could not possibly be accidental. You know, the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and the more you study human anatomy and physiology, the more you understand that is absolutely true. You know, we are not the product of random chance over millions and billions of years. Clearly, our bodies were lovingly designed by an almighty, all-wise God, as the Bible says. Dr. David Menton, who taught for many years at Washington University School of Medicine here in St. Louis, taught anatomy and so forth, and now he works with Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. He's a wonderful speaker. I highly recommend people hear him if you ever get a chance to hear him in person. Many of his talks are available on DVD. Again, you can order them from answersingenesis.org. There's a boxed set called Body of Evidence, and there's a number of DVDs. I forget how many are in the series, maybe 10 or 12 DVDs, and each of them, are like 3 or 4 hours long of talking about all the different systems in the body, from skin and bone and eyes and ears, and the digestive system is on DVD number 6, and that DVD alone is 2 parts, a total of 4 hours of Dr. Menton explaining about our human body and how wonderful it is when in the digestive system. That he says the average person eats about 100,000 pounds of food during his lifetime. Have you ever considered what happens in the body to make use of all those grains, meats, and vegetables, plus all the fun sweets? Did you know that your stomach produces hydrochloric acid and that your colon harbors more than 400 distinct species of helpful bacteria? The adult digestive system is the digestive tract is 20 to 30 feet long. And the food is rhythmically propelled through the system, during which carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, minerals, and water pass through the intestinal wall and into the bloodstream. And there are other accessory glands, such as the pancreas, the liver, the salivary glands, and so forth, that are important to this. All of this, again, points to God as the creator. It couldn't happen by accident. Check out the DVD, and if you go to Mackinac Island, think about Dr. William Beaumont and the connection to the gospel and our creator.
There's a nice spring or summer trip lined up for you now.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Pastor Worth. Blessings on your weekend.
God bless you.
Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer on Worldwide KFUO.